live, you can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have there for you. They're all totally free. So head on over there to freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. You can go and submit pretty much whatever you want. You're surfing around the web, you find something you think's pretty special, you want to share it with our listeners, you just go and submit it as show prep to the Free Talk Live website at freetalklive.com. In fact, we even have a bookmarklet that makes it easier than ever. And then your submission will show up on the front page, or not the front page necessarily, it shows up on the upcoming stories queue. Then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike it. And if they like it enough, it'll make it to the front page in the top of our website at freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Now, Mark, right off the top of our website tonight, you've got a story regarding a pretty outrageous situation where a teenage girl was apparently raped by a government bureaucrat, and, well, there's a bit of a sentencing discrepancy between, she was in court. And tell me the details on this. What's going on?
Well, you know, last night on the show, we had a gentleman call in who had done a certain amount of time as a law enforcement officer, and, you know, I'm sure it can be difficult, because you just don't hear the message that that Free Talk Live has in too many places, which is...
The message,
you know, that bureaucrats get a different level of justice than we, the common folk.
Mm-hmm.
After a little bit of talking with this gentleman, we found a lot of common ground. But I imagine we get a certain level of jaded on this show, and it's stories like this that I think cause that. So this is from rawstory.com. As you said, I got it off of freetalklive.com, the news aggregator. There, people voted it up. In 2005, 15-year-old Ashley was facing trial in Manhattan Family Court for lying to police after she told officers she didn't know who had assaulted her on the way to school.
Trial for lying to the police.
Yes.
I didn't. Now, that's interesting, because I know that it's illegal to lie to the federal cops, but I guess laws are different around the country as to whether or not it's illegal to lie to the local boys. Because in some places you can.
The government doesn't like it when you lie to them, although they make it so that they can lie to you.
Right. It's fully legal. In fact, the police are encouraged to tell lies in order to try to trap people and get them to admit to things.
As she waited in the court's holding area for her court appearance, they had her locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile counselor Tony Tyson Simmons came into the came up to the handcuffed girl, took her to an elevator in the building's basement,
and counseled her.
And raped her.
Oh, raped her.
Yeah. Moments later, Ashley, who's withholding her last name for fear of reprisal, probably for good reason, was in the courtroom being sentenced to 12 months in prison for filing a false police report this week.
Wow.
Yeah. I would like to, before I go on and read this next line, I want you to try to imagine what this is like. You know, here's a girl, told a lie about, you know, because she didn't want reprisals, probably, for what, you know, being assaulted on the way to school. She got filing a false police report. I don't know exactly what the circumstances are. Filing a false police report, not a good thing, especially if it gets somebody else in trouble for what you do. Let's assume that's what happened, because it's not very clear about that. Well, actually, it says after she told officers she didn't know who had assaulted her on the way to school. So she'd been assaulted. In her report, she failed to report who the perp was.
So they called that a false report.
Yes, and decided to throw her in jail for 12 months for it.
It's crazy.
Well, this whole thing
that alone
on,
is crazy, in my opinion.
The person who, right, you know, apparently she didn't want to go after the person. That's her business.
Mm-hmm.
While this is getting done, the bureaucrat, you know, takes her off into an elevator, rapes her, then drags her into court, says, sit there, make sure you don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the court goes on, they give her 12 months. Imagine just the level of stunned. Like, she's not even in her body at that point. Her mind's all over the place. She's just been raped in an elevator by the government.
I can't imagine what that's like. It must
crazy.
Be horrible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's horrible, absolutely.
This week, Simmons, that's the rapist, was sentenced to 10 years probation for the sexual assault on Ashley and two other teens.
Oh.
Two others.
How
this is
it?
Three sexual assaults. Let me read the story to you. It's shocking. The verdict.
Well, as usual, before you go on, as usual, these government bureaucrats, when they get caught, they'd like you to believe that this was just a one-off. Oh, well, he was just, you know, oh, what was he thinking? And frequently, these are people that have been doing these things for a long time, and they just happen to get caught for whatever reason.
The gentleman last night, and I can't remember his name, who called in, he was a police officer, he said something to the effect of that he would like us to admit that that bureaucrats, when they were targeted for criminal investigation, were more likely to, like, they were going to go after them more vigorously. And I want you to keep that in mind when I read this story.
Nonsense. And I call that as nonsense.
Well, you know, whatever it is, that's his experience, and it's valid for him. I just want you to understand it's not valid everywhere for everybody. The verdict was a travesty, gross enough to make a blind statue cry, argues an editorial in the New York Daily News. Ashley's ordeal was described in detail in Sunday's Daily News. Ashley expected Tyson, as Simmons was called, to bring her up in the courtroom when she was scheduled to be sentenced for filing a false police report. Instead, the elevator descended into a basement. The 42-year-old counselor pulled down her pants, raped her with the calm and practiced precision that made him all the more terrifying. Mm. He's done this all the time, apparently. When he was done, Simmons pulled her pants back up, and the elevator ascended to the courtroom. He raised an extended index finger to his lips in a mute command for her to say nothing. Just moments after being violated, Ashley was seated next to her mother, and before the judge, she was too shocked and terrified to report the attack. I got 12 months for filing a false police report, and he got probation for raping me and the others, said the now 20-year-old Ashley. It's absolutely ridiculous. Manhattan's district attorney feels the same way. Of course, he can't do anything about it. There's not doing anything about it. This is an egregious breach of the public's trust, says Cy Vance Jr., as he's quoted in the DNA info. He called Simmons' sentence the lightest possible under New York law, outrageously lenient. Tony Simmons was a juvenile counselor with the New York City's Department of Juvenile Justice for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how many people he raped in that time.
No way to
know. Before he was brought up on multiple sex assault charges in 2008, he pleaded guilty to raping Ashley as well as raping a 16-year-old in a pantry, assaulting a 15-year-old in a waiting area. Simmons will be on probation for 10 years and is required to register as a sex offender. Investigators believe the assaults go back a decade to the rape of a 13-year-old in the holding area. The Daily News reported it's not clear whether any charges were ever brought up in the case of the 13-year-old. On Wednesday, the Daily News reported the prosecutors never objected to the no-jail plea deal.
Hmm. Is this the same prosecutor that was complaining that it was so light?
Prosecutors, no.
Okay.
No, but he's going to get his time on the Daily News saying, mm-hmm. This is outrageous!
Hmm.
He's not going to do anything about it.
Right.
Because that's what politicians do, people. Prosecutors had demanded jail time for Simmons, a veteran employee of the city who worked for troubled teens. But according to a transcript of Monday's hearing, the assistant district attorney in the charge of the case offered no objection to the plea deal. Your Honor, it's my understanding the defendant is willing to plead guilty in exchange for a promised sentence of probation. An anonymous source told the Daily News that assistant DA, whatever this guy's name
is. Boy, he must have been scared S-less, right? Because, well, rapists don't tend to do so well in jail. Especially rapists of young people, right?
Especially government bureaucrats that help with the sentencing. Yeah, that's the story. But, I mean, just try to imagine. I mean, this is just so outrageous. Here you have this guy who raped at least three kids.
Mm-hmm.
At least three kids. I knew people that were in jail for having consensual sex with people that were this age. And this guy raped them. Three of them
walks away,
abuses the power of his office, which I feel is just as bad, if not worse, and he's got probation. He registers as a sex offender. Big, fat, hairy deal. In Manhattan, New York's a city of 17 million people?
Mm-hmm.
At least during the daytime, it blows up during the daytime and shrinks at night.
There you have it. I mean, what more do you need to see that there's clearly, in many cases, a severe discrepancy to how we would be treated in such a case versus how a government bureaucrat would be treated? 1-800-259-9231, us and them. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features we have on the site. They are all free for you, including our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can chat, because we've got a chat room built into the very same page, as a matter of fact. So head on over to cam.freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the cam there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by memorydealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com. We will go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind to the phones and the fun. We will start out with Eddie in D.C. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello, Eddie. Eddie going once? Eddie going
twice? Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Eddie, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, I came home and I'm messing around here on Facebook, and I've got a couple of friends here that have said that an Oath Keeper up in New Hampshire had their him and his wife had just had a baby, and the baby's been confiscated by state agents.
Oh, boy. Actually, Mark had mentioned something about this during the break, but all we had to go on was, I guess, a poor YouTube video of some sort. So do you know any more about it?
Well, no, it was under false pretenses that they took the child, according to the video. I just watched the video also.
Well, what were the false pretenses to it? I mean,
They tricked them into thinking that she'd been given time, of course, to hold her new baby. And they had told the parents that they were going to take the baby for some more tests because they were wanting to go ahead and discharge from the hospital with their baby. And the hospital, the head nurse had told them, well, we're going to do more tests, but you go ahead and leave. And the father protested against that, and they brought in a detective. He was told that because he's a member of a militia, the child is in danger. So that's all I have right now. That's all I've gotten from that. I haven't gotten any written story on it yet. Supposedly it's going down right now.
You know, it's horrifying. And I can tell you, this is exactly the reason that I didn't have my child in a hospital. I know it sounds paranoid. It absolutely does. But when we went through the tour through the hospital, there's signs up all over. New Hampshire law says you must blah, 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 your child, da, 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 da. You know,
like what?
Shots and things and stuff they want you to do. And then I ask about it. Oh, well, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. It says New Hampshire law says you must. Why would they have that sign up if it wasn't true?
Well, bureaucrats tell lies all the time.
Indeed. I mean, maybe they do. Apparently, in this case, though, you know, like I just found the whole place oppressive. And clinical, you know, like they just didn't care that much. And, you know, what do you think these nurses think? They probably think, well,
it's the law.
These cops are doing the right thing. And so I decided I'm not doing that. And everything, I guess, turned out fine. But
What do they call it? A birthing center?
Yeah, it's a birthing center. It's
cheaper too that way. Yes,
midwife. Yeah, if you're paying for it all on your own. But this is the trick. You know, if you've got some kind of government insurance or employment insurance, then they pay for all this stuff.
And at the hospital, you have to go to the hospital.
They're not going to pay for the midwife at the birthing center. Likely, I don't know. I mean.
So the suggestion is that because this guy is in a militia, that's why they took his kid? Or also because he didn't want them to do all the tests and such or whatever, and he just wanted to take his kid and go home, and the hospital didn't want to release him?
That's all we know so far is nothing. I don't know anything. We haven't heard anything. He didn't report anything about the shots or having to get vaccines, anything like that. It's just that they came and took his baby because he's a member of the militia. That's it.
Wow.
That's all I got for you guys. I just wanted to share that
thanks
story
for,
with you.
Thanks for doing that. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, Eddie, at 800-259-9231. Presumably we'll find out where this went down, and of course we're here in New Hampshire. That's where we're doing this show. We made the move here as part of the Free State Project, which we'll tell you more about here in a little bit. And, you know, I'm no fan of the idea of a militia necessarily. I think that I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with the idea. It's just that I'm not the kind of person who is, you know, want to go trot around in the woods doing whatever it is that they do, firearms tests and formations. I don't know. I don't honestly know exactly what it entails, but it's kind of focused around violence, and I don't really much care for Not to suggest that the militias are wanting to initiate violence.
I think it's preparation for defense.
Yeah. I'm just not, you know, I'm kind of more leaning towards pacifism. I wouldn't say I'm fully a pacifist at this point yet.
I don't know what a fully a pacifist is. I was just having a conversation with a Quaker today. I was driving a friend up to a hospital, and you know, she was in the car. We were talking about, you know, what does this mean? And I mean, what is a pacifist? My question is this. Suppose there's a raving madman with an axe running at me. All I have to do to keep him from attacking me and my family is shut the door. I've taken an action that prevents harm from happening. Have I violated some pacifist oath? I mean, I didn't actually take action against the man.
Right. Pacifists are against violence, right?
Well, what's violence?
Well, to do some sort of harm in order to... in order to put a stop to something would be violence.
Well,
right?
I restricted that man's freedom of motion. You know, I mean, that's the reality of the situation. By closing the door, I have restricted for him some freedom of motion.
What did your Quaker friend have to say?
She certainly understood. We were, you know, talking about it. She, you know, nobody believes in total pacifism. That's what I'm saying. Even the pacifists will take a certain level of precaution, and taking precautions is antithetical to pacifism. Right?
I can't say yes or no. I don't know much about pacifism except the basic concepts. I honestly haven't studied it very much. But,
you know.
But I can accept the idea of using force to stop force. That makes sense. Using force to
preventing harm.
Using force to retaliate, I think, is problematic. And a lot of the folks in the militias are kind of, maybe unfairly, painted with the idea that they would, I guess, continue the battle, so to speak. Like, they would go on the offensive against the people that they considered
angry,
dangerous.
You know, I mean, there's
a lot of angry
things in there, and I would agree with you that there's, you know, there's the feel of angry in there. And if, you know, if that's
tell me I'm wrong though. Maybe you're in a militia.
If that's what's happening for you, then that's what's happening for you. If it's not, it's not. But
maybe you're in a militia, and you know, your militia is the happy militia, and you know, you're not angry. I would love to know. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
All that camo, the grease paint they have, they paint happy faces on themselves.
Well, legally, I believe both you and I are in a militia. As U.S. law states that all males under the age of 35 and over the age of 18 are part of the federal militia.
Well, the U.S. law says all kinds of different things that I don't necessarily subscribe to, right?
Yeah, I agree.
We didn't consent. I'm sure
legally, we're in a militia.
I'm sure the U.S. law would consider me a taxpayer, even though I do everything I can to avoid paying them, so...
I'm sure they would.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
End of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at herbalhealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change T as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change T will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. 9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Maybe you aren't able to listen to the show live. Maybe you prefer archives. Well, we've got them on the front page. Last week's worth is right there. And then you click into the archive section and you can go all the way back to late 2006, all free, courtesy of HostGator.
I don't have the HostGator thing here. I've got actually Quality Rentals here.
Let me get HostGator. We can talk about HostGator, though.
We can. HostGator.freetalklive.com. They're a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. If you go through HostGator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free of web hosting. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Thousands of templates. And it's 130% powered by wind energy. They're actually creating energy over there at HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As always, you can bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. And a little bit of good news. We've talked a lot about Illinois. Well, I mean, a lot, but certainly more about Illinois' budget situation on this show has been discussed than most of the states. California and Illinois are in the probably two of the worst shapes right now across the country as far as their state budgets are concerned. Obviously,
states are falling down like dominoes on this issue, though, I'll tell you.
Yeah. The economic downturn is making it more difficult to collect taxes from people. They just don't have as much to go on. The state governments, of course, don't want to cut back. Individuals have to cut back because, well, we can't just steal money from people.
They barely even know how to do that. I mean, a government cutting back, they don't know how. When they can just raise taxes and take people's houses away if they don't pay.
So we're going to get to some of the details on that here in a moment. So those are a little bit of good news. But first, to the phones and the fun, we've got Fred on the line listening to WCER in Ohio. Hello, Fred.
Hello. How are you doing this evening?
Fred, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, we need American patriots to show up at a rescind and repeal party October the 23rd, 12 noon to 4 p.m., Washington, D.C.
What is this for?
For exact location in Washington, D.C., go to ObamaCrimes.com.
I'm sorry, a little confused. What is going on in D.C.?
It's a rescind and repeal party.
What are you rescinding? What are you repealing?
Mr. Obama.
You're going to
the whole thing?
You're going to rescind the man himself.
That's what we're intending to do.
Are you talking about trying to somehow unpresident him, to remove him from office? Is that what you mean?
That's what it's all about. October 23rd, 12 to 4 p.m., you've got to go to ObamaCrimes.com to find out the exact location.
Okay, but I want to just ask you questions. I don't want to go to a website. We're on a radio show, so we've got questions. Sean, did you have a question here?
Yeah, my question is if Obama ceases to be president, as I understand it, the vice president, Joe Biden, becomes president, why do you think he would be better?
I don't think any of them up there on top is. And it was on the right side.
All right, so if you had your druthers, who would you put in?
Me.
You put yourself in? Same here.
But besides that, we have a national intel report. Would you like to hear that?
No, just give me one moment on the intel report. So let's say that Fred in Ohio was actually able to become the president of the United States of America.
It's a tall feat.
You replace Obama, and then what?
Well, then you straighten up our country.
What are you going to do?
First off, you get rid of the free trade crap. Then you get rid of the Federal Reserve Board. Hmm. Then you get rid of the UN.
No, I like the idea of getting rid of the Federal Reserve and the UN, or at least withdrawing from it. You probably can't get rid of it. Why do you want to get rid of free trade? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
If you'd listen to what Bernanke says, then we can go back to that. On National Intel Report.
No, I'm asking you what's wrong with it. I don't want to talk to Bernanke. I don't care what he has to say. I'm asking Fred, because, like I said, I don't agree with the Federal Reserve, so I'm with you on that one, Fred, but what's wrong with free trade?
We are over to $150,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country in debt. So we are...
Wait a minute.
That has nothing to do with trade.
What's debt have to do with trade?
Yeah. First of all, how did I acquire that debt? I don't have that debt. I'm not in debt. You're talking about the government's money that they spent. That's not my debt. That's theirs. But aside from that, let's get let's stick on the issue here of free trade. You said you wanted to get rid of free trade. Why would you want to do that?
Because, like Lincoln said back when they was building the railroad, he says if we let England build the rail. We'll have the rail, but they'll have our money. And if we build the rail, then we will have the rail and the money.
Would you describe yourself as a protectionist then, that you would like to restrict people from...
I would describe myself as an American patriot.
Well, I thought being an American... I thought that being an American was all about freedom and being able to run one's life how one wants, being able to trade with whomever one wants and do business with whomever one wants. And you're saying that's not true. You're saying that in order to be a true American, from Fred's perspective, one has to essentially prevent doing any kind of trade with the rest of the world.
Are you acquainted with H.R. 3534?
Heck no, I don't read that crap.
That's in the Senate right now, and that gives the Great Lakes and all of our rivers over to the U.N.
So why is a House resolution in the Senate?
What?
H.R. 34, whatever other... H.R. means House resolution.
34.
Get it straight, Sean.
Why is it in the Senate?
Why is it in the Senate if it's a House resolution?
H.R. 3534.
It's like talking past somebody here. Fred, what is it that... I'm just curious. What's the big deal? Now, look, I don't think we have free trade right now, so it's not like you can just get rid of free trade. It doesn't exist. Trade is highly regulated and taxed, and there's lots of import and export taxes and things like that. You're saying you support all that and you want more of it. You want to actually...
Our Congress...
Not my Congress.
Our, your Congress.
Nope, they're not mine. I didn't elect them.
Had two jobs. One was in charge of commerce. Mm. The other was in printing of the money. The printing of the money they gave up in 1913.
So you think the government should print the money itself, not the Federal Reserve?
Correct. We would owe no interest on this.
What makes you think that?
Right. Because the politicians are going to do a heck of a lot better job than the bankers of deciding exactly how many little green pieces of paper to print.
Politicians will print all the little green pieces of paper they can get away with.
And if you
No, it was not. Okay. The fact is that a dollar is a measurement of silver. So when the politicians began printing money rather than having a true measure of value as far as money, they started lying. So I do not want to give them that power. The only money is real money, and that is, you know, something of value.
But, you know, Fred, I thought we started off on the right foot, at least partially, when you said that you were against the Federal Reserve. But now I find out that you're actually in favor of you're in favor of a central bank just being run by the government.
No, I'm not in favor of a central bank.
No.
I'm in favor of running our government by the Constitution.
Well, what would you call it?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, what would you call the government printing out its own money? That's not a central bank. That's like a central money printing press.
Do you know that Kennedy made his own money?
Do I
care? Are you aware of that?
Do I care? He's just another politician, Fred. Why would I care what he did?
John F. Kennedy wasn't a politician.
John F. Kennedy was a politician. He's just another politician. Why would I care about what he did?
He printed his own money. And
good for him.
You
could print your own money, too. What would be wrong, Fred, in your mind? Maybe you would agree with me on this. Let me throw it out there. What would be wrong with just allowing the marketplace to handle money instead of the government?
Okay, well, let's go back to JFK for a minute, please.
Mm-hmm, sure.
He printed his own money because we didn't have to pay interest on that money. And that's the way it was intended.
You keep saying we as though we're paying the interest
all these years. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Fred. I appreciate the call tonight. Enjoy your fantasies about how you want to control everything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk a little bit more about why what Fred talks about won't work. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy. Abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results. Bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world. And a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there free. Freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. Bring more internet listeners on board with the show and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to the phones here, but real quick, I just wanted to touch a little bit further on to what Fred was pointing out there, and we kind of uncovered Fred as just another individual who thinks he knows what's best, and if you put him in charge, he believes that his system would work. And Fred is, it's unfortunate that so many people are this way, but a lot of people are. They've been taught in the government schools that, well, all you have to do is just get your ideas in. What are your ideas, kids? If you could pass a law, what law would it be? Did anybody ever do one of those assignments when they were in government school?
I don't recall what specifically, but I'm sure I did.
Yeah. I don't think so.
They do that stuff these days. Maybe they didn't do it back when you were in school, Mark, and I don't recall it myself either, but we know from hearing from people on the show that those things do go on, because kids are trained to believe that they solve the problems of society with the government. Something's wrong, kids, just pass a law. And of course, the fantasy of all those people that think they know what should be done is that, well, maybe I would get in charge, or somebody who's like me would get in charge. So we kind of fed into that by asking Fred, well, if you could get rid of Barack Obama, which is what his original call was about, some sort of rally to get rid of Obama, who would you put in his place? Well, me, he said. And so he wanted to he wanted to have the government take over printing money. And the reason why was because he believes that's supposed to be the constitutional thing to do. But just because it's constitutional doesn't make it a good idea. Look at the post office, for an example. The Constitution has all kinds of flaws.
Well, the Constitution actually, I believe it's post roads that it allows, not necessarily post office.
I believe it's both.
But they could have one post office and one post road, and they would be fulfilling the job of the Constitution. However, they've grown these things to the point that there's one in every little tiny borough across the nation.
They have.
And it's just completely insolvent.
As far as printing money goes, Congress actually doesn't have constitutional authority to print money. It has the authority
except to weights and measures, right?
It has the authority to coin money, which is making metal coins, and it only has the authority to make gold or silver money. So the entire thing
still a bad idea, yes. though, right? I mean, you don't want to put government bureaucrats in charge of something right. as important even as money.
Even if that was their role, can you taking it out of the roles of bankers, out of the hands of bankers who have their own incentives and everything, and the reason that they print money and charge the government interest and all the stuff that they do and all the things he said are true in that regards, and then give it to the Congress so that we, the American people, I guess, the taxpayers of America, don't have to pay it back at interest. Well, it's still the incentives of Congress. Suppose Congress decides, well, we're having trouble with Social Security. Let's just print a bunch of money and pay off the Social Security people. Well, they're going to do that. But then the value of the currency diminishes when they just add more currency to the pool. So they're they'll keep on paying for all their little pet projects and essentially have an invisible tax. Right. You do not want Congress to have the ability to print its own money.
Which they pretty much do. That is the purpose of the Federal Reserve. And to pretend otherwise is silly. The Federal Reserve was set up fully with the appreciation of Congress.
Right. Sure. If Congress didn't like what the Federal Reserve was doing, it stopped them in a second.
Yeah. The Federal Reserve exists for the benefit of Congress. They can go to these people and get more money. Sure, his point about, okay, well, they're paying interest. Well, so what? That doesn't... The interest comes from you and I anyway.
Right. They already don't care what your labor is worth. So why would they start caring if you gave them the power to print?
Yeah. It wouldn't change. All you would be doing in that case would be rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Right. The government should get out of the business of making money. The government doesn't know how to do anything right. So why in the world would you give it a role that's so important as making currency?
And
the marketplace should decide. People should decide what they want to take as something in exchange for something else.
So, but then according to Fred, another offensive portion of what he was saying was that it's American to not trade with other people, to not have free trade. So essentially, if I wanted to go buy, like I think actually Sovereign Curtis, who's been on the show a few times, is putting together an order of some flags. He's doing the Free State Project porcupine flag, which if you're at cam.freetalklive.com, you can see it hanging in the background in the studio. He's doing that flag, except he's ordering them himself. Right, he's basically taking the pattern and creating them, and he's going to sell them at half the price as what the Free State Project is selling them. So he's essentially contracting with a Chinese flag making company, and he's getting a bulk buy on some flags that are going to essentially he's just basically knocking off the Free State Project flag. And Fred would have some sort of punishment in mind for doing business like that. Fred would say that if you want to make that flag, you need to have it made here in this country
right.
by Americans.
Fat, lazy white people that want to get paid $55 an hour and have a pension.
Yeah. And so Fred would likely, if we had him still on the phone, he would likely come up with some sort of punishment for Sovereign Curtis for daring to do business with those darn Chinese. How dare he? He's anti-American. Well, I thought it was American to do business with whoever the hell you wanted to around the world. I thought American meant freedom. But apparently it doesn't, according to Fred and the people like him. Let's go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231 and talk to Ray, listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to straighten out some of those numbers that Fred just spit out about how much each individual owns. But let me first say about having a child out of a hospital. I'm much older than you guys. And in 1980, when my daughter was born, which I think is about your age, Ian, and
that's
about
correct.
30 years old. Okay. She was born in a house just in Seattle, right off the University District, by midwives. And at that time, it was about $800. And it was my wife's choice. And then my son was born next, and he's 27 years old now. And these are very healthy kids. It was a very natural way to have a child. And even the second time, I had insurance by the second time, because I worked for somebody who had insurance, and they paid the $800. But I think at that time, it was probably around $10,000 to have a baby in the hospital, which you're right. They had control. If they wanted to take your baby away, they didn't. My wife, my son, had my son, and of course, I assisted in the birth, which means I actually did nothing but sit there and watch her scream for a while. But she was home within 4 hours after that, and we were having a normal lunch like nothing ever happened. It's a very natural thing. So anyways, I just, Mark, you said that you had a natural childbirth. It sounded like at a birthing center, and I, it's a great way to go, and I'm sure you're pretty happy with it at this point.
Yeah, everything went well. Did you get your children vaccinated, and how's that going?
I did all of that stuff after the fact, after the fact, before they went to school and stuff. But, you know, you had to.
At what age?
You had to do it before they could go to school.
At what age did you do it?
Gosh, I don't quite remember, but it must have been before five because they had to have it before school.
Okay. I was just, you know, if I were going to do those things, I would do them likely at an age like that because, you know, the horror stories are that you have a healthy child and then suddenly they get the shot you know.
Yeah, I can remember my wife was a real thrill because, you know, essentially, I know what group and age you guys are in, and, of course, we just came out of the hippie age. We were the beginners of the Earth News and stuff like that. So we were all into, you know, trying to do things the right way in the old ways and stuff. But let me straighten out some of those numbers that gentleman just called in.
Sure.
You know, I'm a businessman. You've heard me talk. I know a lot about a lot of things. And anybody just go to usdebtclock.org, and that number is not $150,000, like he said, per taxpayer. The number is $43,000 per taxpayer.
I still don't know it.
It would be 121,
right.
But per person is what he said is $43,000 that we owe per piece.
I don't know. You're right.
You don't know. You know, the only person who owes those are the person who is buying U.S. Treasury debt. So if you're holding U.S. Treasury debt and they decide to welch on you, that's it. You lost.
Yep.
But come and collect it. Listen, I'm coming to see Ian, and I need that $43,000. Am I going to get it from you?
No way.
That's right. You're not. In fact, I'll tell you what. Because I told you I was a businessman, and there's been times in my life when I've made some serious amount of money. When the debt was $27,000, I paid my share off four times in 1 year. So I'm out of it anyways. I don't know any of that. I paid them up a long time ago.
Ray, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, a horror story as far as vaccines go. A friend of mine was telling about his dad getting the polio vaccine. He went to work healthy in the morning, got the vaccine at noon, came home sick in the afternoon, and was dead by 7:30 p.m.
Jeez.
You could say it's all a coincidence, but, you know, there's stories like that that scare the heck out of you. I mean, you know, that guy has to get his kids vaccinated before he sends them to school?
There's more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.